cycle, another year of learning the Yonim and the Paras there, should be Vishal Tevum with Slachas. The minute is to be Makasher, the end of Parshas of Azayis HaBaracha, the last Parsh in Dvarim, to the first Parsh of Parshas in Bereshis. So I saw a very nice shot. Bereshis Bara Elikim as the Shemaim Vesa'aret. Rashi says, Bereshis Bara Elikim, Elikim represents Midas Hadin. It doesn't say Bara Hashem Yudkevavke, because in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had the machshava to create the world with Midas Hadin. But he saw that the world cannot be Makoyim with Midas Hadin. So he was Magda Midas HaRachamim before the Midas Hadin. That's why later on, in the second capital of the Torah, it says, V'yayim b'rois Hashem Aleikim, Erez v'shamayim. It says Hashem before Aleikim. So the Sfasenus asks a question, how is it possible to say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at first he thought one thing and then he thought something else? First he thought to create with Midas Adin, and then he switched over to Midas Arachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a human that changes his mind. Everything is Mizgal in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first moment. How does Shai have to say first he thought Midas Adin, and then he changed it to Midas Arachim? Second of all, the washing of the Pasuk is, Bereshis Bara Elikim. It doesn't say he sought to create with Midas Hadin. It says he actually created it with Midas Hadin. So how could Rashi say, and it's really a Chazal, that he only thought of creating it with Midas Hadin, and then he actually made Midas Arachim first? So Hashem says that the Emes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria like this L'chatchila. That L'chatchila, a person, and the Bria has to go through with an attitude of Midas and then I want to be exact. I want to be perfect. I want to do everything mamish to the last kutsa shel yud. There shouldn't be anything lacking in my ma'aseh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we're living in an olam which is not complete. We're living in an olam agashmi where there are limitations and it's impossible to mamish be medadik to the last kutsa shel yud and to be perfect. Memela, he put the Midas HaRachman beforehand, which means that after you tried and you failed, he has a hanhug of Midas HaRachman. But the emes is, a person has to strive for the best, a person has to strive for perfection. If he doesn't make perfection, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Midas HaRachman. So it comes out, it's not the Shabbat, it's good on person. Hashem thought, I'm going to do it with Midas HaDin, then he switched to Midas HaRachman. Nay, the hanhug of the world has to be Din Rachman. Try for the best. If you don't make it, then Hashem has got Midas HaRachman. The last Inyan in the Torah, in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, says, La'enei Kol Yisrael. The Vayesh Rabbeinu did in front of the eyes of Klal Yisrael, he broke the Luchos. And the emes is that we find by the Luchos the same exact Yisrael. The Gemara says that Luchos Rishayna, she does not say the word Tayyip in it. When it says Kabbid as Avicha Vesimecha, it says Lamaan Yarichin Yomecha, it does not mention the word Tayyip. Luchos Shniyos, it says Lamaan Yitav Lecha, it mentions the word Tayyip in Luchos Shniyos. So the Gemara in Bava Kama, why is it that the Luchos of Rishayna do not say the word Tayyip, and the Luchos Shniyos say the word Tayyip? Luchos Rishayna did not have a Kiyom, it doesn't say the word Tayyip in it. Luchos Shniyos, they last forever. There it says the word Tayyip. So the Maralmi Frag explains. The Luchos of Rishayna's represent perfection. They were carved out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The body was carved out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the letters were engraved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no flaw over there. That represents man in perfection. A man when he is a total Ruchli. Daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That cannot have a kiyum on this world. The second Luchos represents Moshe Rabbeinu chiseling out the Luchos. It represents the physical man who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his physicality. But that's already not man on the highest madrega possible. So the Luchos of Rishonis represent perfection. That does not have a long kiyum on this world because this world is a world with chesroinus in it. What does have a kiyum? The Luchos sneers. That's mamash daima for the creation of the world. It was created with the idea we have to strive for perfection, but if we don't make it, Hashem still Nevertheless, Rachmanon. Shivrei Luchos Munochen Ba'oren Im HaLuchos. The Shivrei Luchos were in the Oren of the Beis Hamikdash with the Luchos. Zogim the Svarim HaGdashim. Why? If the Luchos of Rishonis did not have a Kiyam, why was it there B'chlau? The Torah says we have to still strive for perfection. It might not have everlasting an everlasting effect, an everlasting kiyam in the bria, but l'maisa we have to strive for that, and that is mamish daimis to the Hashem Elokim with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's an akuz of being makasha the similarity to Sam Hashavah with Ha'ei Kol Yisrael with Bereishis Bara Elokim. Of the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim as the Shemayim v'Sa'aretz, the Chofetz Chaim says a Moyidike Deher. It's a Dabri Yodua that any action which is done, the tachlis is greater than the action. The action is the investment that a person makes, but the tachlis has to be greater than that, because if the tachlis is not greater, then what's the purpose of the action? You're just wasting your action. Every investment, the profits that a person gains from that is bigger than the investment. If a fellow rents a store, he rents out a store to have a business on, he rents it for $1,000 a month. You can imagine that the profits he's going to make is going to be considerably more than that. Because if it's not going to be more than that, like the Gemara says, Zovin v'zovin tagriyikra, if you're going to buy and sell for the same price, you can consider it a merchant. If you're not making a price, if you're not making a profit, what kind of a businessman are you? If the fellow's investing $1,000 to rent the store, you know the profits are going to be greater. If he rents out a store in the center of town, the prime location, for $10,000 a month, you know that the profits are going to be much greater than that. Because if he's not going to make profits on it, then what's the doubtless? He's wasting his money. There's no purpose in that. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that sometimes the profits do not translate in terms of money. The profits translate in terms of the Marshall Covenant. If a king invests millions of dollars in building a beautiful palace with all of the different things of beauty and glory and to make it mamish a malchus dikibinyan, so you know that if he invests so much money, the action is so great, then the tachlis is much greater. He expects that this building is going to bring out his glory, it's going to bring out his reimimus, and the people are going to be machabed the malchus, you know, mamish with tachlis. But if it's not going to bring that out, then there's no purpose in investing in it. He says, let's say a king would invest millions and millions of dollars in an edifice to be meraimim his malchus, and after everything is said and done, somebody would go and deface, he would make markings all over the palace. You can imagine how great the einish would be, because the tachlis expected from this binyan was supposed to be mamish nechayach. And here a fellow goes and defaces the binyan, and he brings the zayin to the king. Comes a forestone. You can imagine how great the einish would be. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a bria as great as it is, and we can't begin to fathom the godless of the bria, the entire universe, Shamayim and Oretz, with all of the planets, with all of the different facets, the sea, with all of its deep secrets, the complexities of the human being, and he created this tremendous, tremendous universe. You can imagine, if the action is so great, how great the tachlis has to be. And what is the tachlis of the world? Zok HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereishis Bara Elokim Bereishis Bishvil HaTorah Shenikvareishis. The purpose of this tremendous binyan of Shamayim and Aretz is Bishvil HaTorah Shenikvareishis. If that's the case, imagine if somebody goes and he's Machalel the Kovenat Torah. If somebody does things that are antithesis to the Torah, he does things connected to the Torah, you can imagine how great the einish is. And, you know, the same thing goes, Rashi also brings down Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. The tachlis of the world is to bring out Yisrael. They're godless. And if somebody stands up to go against Klal Yisrael, you can only imagine how great the punishment is. As always up to Chofetz Chaim, and again to Bereishis Baralekim, to the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria is Torah and Klal Yisrael. The one that goes against that, the one that brings a covet to the Torah and Klal Yisrael, the Einus is tremendous. Another, the hair from the Chofetz Chaim, the Ha'aretz Ha'isa Sayu V'Vayu, and the earth was astonishingly empty. The Choshech Al Pnei Sahayim, and darkness on the face of the deep. The Ruach of Akimur Achevas Al Pnei Hamoyim, and the Spirit of Hashem was hovering on the face of the water. The Chofetz Chaim says that immediately in the beginning of the Torah teaches us what our outlook has to be in a time of Torah. That no matter how bad the times are, a person should never lose his hope, a person should never be miyayish b'chlal. Let's say life seems empty. It seems totally empty to you. And mamish, a very, very, you feel like you're mamish deep down in the dust. It is darkness all around on the face of the deep. You shouldn't forget the Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Hamoyim, that the Spirit of Hashem is always there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on you. The eyes of the Hashgacha are always there, and therefore you never could be miayish. And in 1 second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. In 1 second, he could say Yehi Or, and the whole Bria lights up in front of you. Brings down the same thing is said in Yeshaya, Kapitel 10. The Pasuk says, Ha'om Ha'ulchem Ba'choshech, the nation that was walking in darkness, Ro'u Or Godel, they all of a sudden saw a big light. Yoshrei, the Eretz Talmavis, those that sat in the shadow of death, Or Noiga Aleihem, suddenly the light shone upon them. Who is this said about? This was said about the Bnei Yisrael in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when Sancheirev came to attack Yerushalayim, and it managed looked like the odds were totally against them, and they were living in a massive of Choshech, and all of a sudden, the light shone upon them. So that Hashkofa, the Torah teaches us right away over here. The Oros HaRis HaShoyu V'Voyu, when things look astonishingly empty, the Choshech Al Pnei Sahayim, and there's darkness all over. The Spirit of Hashem is there, by Yomer Lakim Yehi Or, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can immediately say, Yehi Or. By the Chait of the Eitz Hadas, the Pasuk says, that as soon as Odom and Chava ate, but Yipokachna Enei Shneihem, and both of their eyes opened up, Vayedu Ke'e Rumimei, and they knew, they understood that they were bare. So what's the pshat? That immediately when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they were makir that they were bare. And until now, they didn't realize that. And you have to, you know, eat from the Eitz Hadas to be able to know that you're not wearing anything. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph Perek Beis, asks another question. It's mashma that their eyes were greater now that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. How could their eyes open up greater? If they went against the word of Hashem and they ate from the Eitz Hadas, Adarabba, the derech of chait is to put a person into a lower madrega. And here it's mashma, Adarabba, they were able to see in a way that we're not able to see before. How's that shayach? The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says that koitim the chait of the Eitz Hadas, the Seichel Ha'odim was B'tachlus HaShleimus. It was said about him, he was made B'tzelem Elohim Uvid Musay, that his Hasagas were Daimah to Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Seichel was to the inner world, to the Olam HaRuchni, and his vision was not outside to the Olam HaChitzayni. He didn't see good and bad. The reason why he didn't see good and bad is not because of the Chesaron, Adarabba V'Adarabba. It was because of his Shleimusness in Sichlius, it was because of his Shleimus and Ruchnius, that he was totally involved in the Olam HaPnimi, in the inner world, that he was not masik, anything was bad. He wasn't the Yedea Tevara, because it was totally beneath him. Animals, the Hamas, they were Gash music in Yonim. So the Gash music, you know, part of the Gash music world, they were on a much lower Madrega. But Adam was not aware of Gash music as Ach B'chlal. He was totally in the Sikhliyim. He was totally in the higher world. No, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Adarabba, when he was over on the word of Hashem, that's when his physical re'iyah opened up, and that's when he became a Yedea Tevera. He understood what bad is because his vision was lowered. His flesh eyes were opened up. His hasogas were totally lowered, and now he was able to look into the Olam HaChitzayim, to the outer world, with Tevera, which was once way beneath him, and now it was not that much beneath him anymore. The Adarabba. But the Kokachna Eineshneya means the eyes to the physical world were opened up, Gufa, because his Madrega became lower. When he went after his Taibis, and he went after his Demyanis, and he went after pleasures, right, he was punished, his Seichel got less. And that's why he was able to see something which was safe and right. One of the greatest forms of Bizayin is for a person to walk unclothed, so that he understood there's something wrong with that. Now he understood what that is. But when he was on a much higher madrig, he was in the Ilam HaSeichu, when he was more diamond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of something being b'tziyanistic or physical, that did not occur to him. I once heard a maise with Rav Baruch Ver, Shiva of Kamenetz, Rav Grossnas, late Grossnas was very chosh of the Talmud Chochem, the Talmud of Rav Baruch Ver. So, all of a sudden, it became known that the police were going around from place to place arresting people that didn't have the proper papers authorized to be in the country. And it was Mamash Shaila Pikuach Nefesh. The first thing, he ran out of the Beis Medrash. He ran to Rav Baruch Ver's house. What should I do? He knocks on the door. The Rebbetzin answers the door. And I have to speak to the Rosh Hashiva. It's an emergency. He says he can't speak to the Rosh Hashiva now. He's giving shir today. And he can't be bothered right now. He says, yeah, but it's Pikuach Nefesh Mamash. I can't. I have to go speak. Very well, Pikuach Nefesh. Fine. He lets him in. He opens up the door. Rav Baruch there is deeply engrossed. There's a Rashba opened up in front of him. There's a Rambam opened up in front of him. There's a Gemara opened up. He's deeply engrossed in the sugya. And Mamash does not even see his Talmud walking in. Talmud walks in, Rav Leib walks in, Rebbe, it's an emergency, what do I mean? Rav Baruch finally picks his head up off of the Gemara. He sees somebody's there, he says, what is? And he tells him what was wrong. Rav Baruch looks at him like a deer in the headlight. He says, what? I don't understand. What did you say? Explain it to me one more time. Rav Baruch was an Elul. So why he needed explanation? He explains again that the authorities are going around and they're looking for papers. Rav Baruch looks at him. He has no idea what he's talking about. He says, please do me a favor. Say it over one more time. He kept on explaining it over and over and over again. Rav Baruch says, hey, Mamish, I don't hear what you're saying. Go to Rav Ruvin and tell him what's happening. He had no idea what he was talking about. The pshat was he was so deeply engrossed in his Rashba, his Rambam, that his mind was in a totally sickly as the Kikodazika place. He had no mercy what he was talking about. And Ravoga was an evil. So you can imagine Adam Arisha and Yetir Kapar Shalakodesh Baruch Hu, before the Chait of the Eitz Hadas, he was in the Olam HaSikli, yeah, wearing clothing, not wearing clothing, that had no impact on him whatsoever. It's only after he ate from the Eitz Hadas and he lowered his Madrega of Riyah. So then he came down to the Olam HaChitzayim, to the outside world. So then he realized, there's something wrong. You know, Vayedu Ke'erumim Hei. The Torah tells us the story of Cain and Hevel. State, Vayokum Cain al Hevel Ochiv, Vayahar Yehu. Cain got up against Hevel, his brother, and he killed him. So, you have to understand this parasha. It's a very shver parasha. How do you understand this parasha of Cain and Hevel? First, there's a little bit of a Hakdama. By the bringing of the Korbanos, it says that Cain brought me pre-Hakdama. The Hevel hevi gamhu mi b'chayres Sinai. And Hevel, he also brought from the b'chayres, from the best of his sheep. What's that gamhu? He also brought, he wasn't the one that initiated this. Cain was the first one to bring it. The Hevel Hevi Gamhu. But the Panim Yavis, Rapinchas Halevi Harowitz says, the Hevel Hevi Gamhu, in addition to bringing the Tzayin, he brought himself as well as a Korb. And this is now say, Parshas Vayikra, Odom ki yakriv mikem, korban Hashem, a person will be makriv from yourself. I know a person has to think, I the essence of being makriv myself on the Mizbeach, and I should be the korban. And what's being done now to the behemah should really be done to me. Now, for the Rebbe who did a chesed, unless we do it through a behemah. Of the etzim in Mashoda, he's being makrav himself. Adam ki akrav mikem, karvel Hashem. You have to be makrav of yourself, a karvel Hashem. So up to Panam Yofis, that's the shot over here. The hevel hevi gam hu. In addition to the tzayin, he also brought himself, he was like makrav himself on Gabi HaMizbeach. What a gewaltige kavanah. He brings from the best of his time, and he's makriv himself, the tachlis ha-machshava. And what does it say? Ba'ifan Hashem, el hevel vel menchosei, Hashem turned to hevel, and to his carbon, as his offering, vel kain vel menchosei loisha. That means, he accepted not only hevel's carbon, but he accepted his own offering and his whole shita, but kain he didn't accept. So what happened right afterward? So what was the tachlis? What happened right afterward? That Hevel gets killed right away. He has no kiyum whatsoever. And Kayin was zeichet to see 10 generations, hundreds, perhaps thousands of descendants. Mamish Dairis and Dairis. So how do you understand this? Hevel is the one that brings the better carbon. And Lehevel Kayin is the one that zeichet to all of these Dairis. What is the pshat? And here the Torah is teaching us a Mordechai Yisrael. Number one, you have to know how to look at things. You can't always look at things from your own human perspective, the way the eyes see it, the way the eyes that are made of flesh and blood, the way they look at things. There are things beyond the surface that we're not able to see. That is number one. And number two, the ikar tachlis of a person is not his success in Olam Hazeh. The ikar tachlis of a person is the success in the Olam HaNeshamis, in Olam Haba. He says, all of these sons of Kayin, after 1,600 years, they all got destroyed in the Mabul, and nothing was left over Ki Huzeh. Now, Hashem B'Sheh is except for Noach's wife, Naamah, so she sham from Kayin. That was the only remnant that was left over. But the hundreds and hundreds of descendants, the ten generations that came from Kayin, nothing was left over, not a ki hu zeh. So Itaka looks like Imamish, he had generations, nothing was left over. Who was left over? All of the B'nai Sheis. Noach stams from Sheis. All of humanity stams from Sheis. Now, the Zohar HaKodesh says that Hevel, the neshama of Hevel, was nizgalgal into Sheis. It comes out that Hevel's neshama is the ancestor of all of the Briyas that came out afterward. And who also came out? Hevel's neshama was also nizgalgal into Noach. And another one that was nizgalgal into was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was really the tachlis of the entire Briya, Bereishis. Who was the Nice in Hatayra? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. As a matter of fact, the Chassam Sofer says that the Oisius of Neshama are Noach, Sheis, Moshe, and Hevel. Because that one Neshama that started out with Hevel, it went into Sheis, it went into Noach, and it went into Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you look at things from a physical perspective, the way the eyes see it superficially, it looks like, look at what Kain was zeichet to. Hashem doesn't accept his carbon, and look at all the greatness that he was zeichet to. And Hevel, that was makariv himself together with his karbonis on the mizbeach, and Hevel was zeichet to nothing. Adarabah v'adarabah. We all stand from Hevel. Hevel came back in the form of Sheis, he came back in the form of Noach, and he came back in the form of Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire world stands on Hevel, and Lehebach, Kayin had no kiyum whatsoever. That is the way we have to look at the Bria. One more, just to be messiah with one vort, Shtikul Chassidish vort, and Bereishis Bara Elohim, the Heilige Tzadik of Moshe Leib Sasser is Chusi Yomin Aleinu. He said a beautiful word. He says, "Bereishis Bore Elikim, Etz Hashemayim Etz Haaretz, V'Haaretz Hoysa Soyu Bavayu." So he types it like this: Bereishis. If immediately the first thing during the day when you wake up in the morning, what do you think about? Bore Elikim Etz Hashemayim Etz Haaretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created Shemayim and Aretz. That's your first Nachshava Adonai Olam Hashem Malach B'Tam Kol Yitzir Nivra, etc., etc. That is the first thing that you think about. Then V'Haaretz Hoytzasoyu V'Voyu V'Choshech Al Pnei Sa'ayim. Then Gashmi Zikinyon and the Aretz, things that are involved in Olam Hazeh to you, that Soyu V'Voyu, you don't consider it of any chashivas whatsoever. The choshech al pnei sahim, everything else is just choshech down here. And you realize that. Nor thus, what is the ikur to you? The veruach elokim merachemes al pnei hamoyim. The spirit of Hashem that hovers over everything. Thus is the ikur by you. But if a person has that machshava when he first wakes up in the morning, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for returning his neshama, and the first thing he realizes Hashem created him, that old gashmius is garnished with garnish. That's not the ikur. The ikur is the ruach elokim merachemes al pnei hamoyim. A good Shabbos, everybody.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.